Good morning, 8:37 here on the Mighty 690. And we have a very special guest in studio with us. We've heard his name on the air just a little bit, trying to get some more bell ringers and all that sort of thing. We have Joe Brooks in studio. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you, James, for having me. I appreciate KGGF and all the stations associated here with the KGGF. And I've been on the radio many times at Christmas, and I appreciate y'all letting us get on here and tell people about the Salvation Army work.
Well, that's why we're here. And, you know, we do see the bell ringers out at the stores, and we'll talk a little bit about that in a second. But for those people who don't maybe know, what does the Salvation Army do in the community? I know it's quite a bit.
Well, I know a lot of times people think, well, where's the Salvation Army? And because they usually only see them at Christmas time. And lately, there have been some times that people have said, oh, I haven't seen any bell ringers at certain locations. And I said, well, it's been difficult this year to get bell ringers.
We need them.
So, yeah. And James has got his bell over there. He's going to ring the bell here in just a moment. And so the Salvation Army has actually been in Coffeyville since the 1890s.
Wow.
And they were located somewhere around the vicinity of Kansas Lumber down there in that area. When they first started, a Lieutenant Knowles was the man who was in the first Salvation Army Corps that was here. And so I've been doing the Christmas Kettle Campaign since 2009 as the coordinator. But I've been doing this probably almost 30 years at Christmas time, singing and helping and working at the Salvation Army and helping and doing different things there. And so I've been... I've got a heart for the Salvation Army. And so we're able to help people with the funds that come in the kettles, the small little kettles you see at the around town in the different businesses. Those little kettles and the kettles where the bell ringers stand, that those donations stay in our community. And that's what we will be operating on in 2023. And the money we receive there, that's what makes it possible for us to help people with rent and clothing and medicine and utilities and various things that people might have need of. And so this is why it's so important. So this is kind of crunch time this week. And so if you can have an hour to give us to come out and ring, you call me. And mine's phone number is 620-870-9261. And I'll be glad to sign you up to ring bells. I've got lots of bells, and they need to be rung.
Well, that's great, and we appreciate that. And, you know, so you got your guitar with you today, and so when you're out there, I mean, I've seen some folks where they do, you know, they'll play a song or kind of share a talent, sing or whatever when they're ringing bells, and I think that makes it just an extra special part of the season.
And this season, we actually had a lady. Her name was Cindy Meek. And she has about 21 little miniature horses, and she lives over on this side of Edna, in the Edna area, and she brought Mouse, all dressed up like an elf.
Oh, my.
And was standing in front of the grocery side for a couple hours, and that was wonderful to have something kind of unusual. Sometimes people will bring their service dog with them, and sometimes folks will come out with their families, their children. And so we're just glad to have all different kinds of clubs and groups. We had the FFA out last week ringing. We've had the Kiwanis Club, the Lions Club, Daylight Defenders Lions Club. They've been at Country Mart. We've had the Rotary Club. Did I mention that? And we just have all different groups that help us, groups from the school and different, all kinds of different groups. And so we're so thankful for all of the interest in our community.
Well, it's just really wonderful. And it's so great to see all those folks out there. But hey, you got your guitar here. Are you ready to sing into a can?
I'm ready.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
And the name of this song is called Come On, Ring Those Bells. Everybody likes to take a holiday. Everybody likes to take a rest. Spending time together with the family. Sharing lots of joy and happiness. All right, get ready, James. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say, Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Celebrations come because of something good. Celebrations we love to recall. Oh yes, Mary had a baby boy in Bethlehem, the greatest celebration of them all. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say, Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Jesus, we remember this your birthday.
Yeah. There you go.
So that's what the reason we're ringing the bells. Oh, yes, we're ringing them so we can receive donations, so we can have some funds to help people. But we're really celebrating the day of that God gave us a Savior. And so we're so thankful for that great gift, a gift that was wrapped up in just swaddling clothes, and she laid him in a manger. The Bible says there wasn't any room anywhere else. Well, in saying that, I hope you'll have a little room in your heart to come out and ring bells for us this year, and so we can reach out to the community, with to those in need. So I want to thank James and all of the folks here at this radio station who have allowed us to come and share a song and share a word about the Salvation Army. And so God bless everybody. God bless Coffeyville. And thank you, James, for letting me be here today.
Oh, absolutely, Joe. I mean, it's a real pleasure to have you on. I'm always happy to get some more music on the AM dial. And again, if people are interested in helping out, just an hour of your time, whatever you can give to ring bells, what's that number?
My number is 620-870-9261.
All right, sir. Well, we really appreciate it. Wish you a Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for stopping by here on the radio.
Thank you, James. God bless you, Coffeyville. We love you.
All righty. Thank you, sir. Joe Brooks here on the Mighty 6-9, and we'll be back with more. We do have the start of open line just minutes away here on KGGF.